We have a lot to tea to discuss. I got my mug ready. Do you? This is BHL's Next.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, what up, what up, what up, guys? This is BHL's Next. I'm your host, Braylon T. Happy Sunday. Guys, we made it to the end of the week. I wasn't here last week. It was Easter Sunday. I hope you guys all had a beautiful Easter Sunday. I did. Me and my boyfriend actually went to church, early morning service, okay? And I honestly loved it. I think that if you're like me right now in a place of your life, I feel like a lot of people get into this funk or this weird vibe where you're like, okay, I know I want to do X, Y, and Z. I don't know how I'm going to get there, or I want to do something. I don't know what it is. You're just in this rut. And I think that when I went to service last Sunday, it just helped me understand, because, you know, I am a spiritual person and I do listen to God all the time. I'm so in tune with him and what he's asking of me, that sometimes you do have to hone in onto what he's asking you to do, what he wants you to perfect and what he wants you to go hard at with no excuses, you know, stop playing games and just go in for whatever you feel truly in your heart of hearts is what you need to do. And I got that message, loved it, and I'm working on it. Because, you know, it's one thing to go to church, you know, every week. And, you know, service hits you different when you haven't been there in a while. And I'm so guilty for having not been at church in a very long time. I needed to go. And like I said, for anybody who's in this place like me where you want to do more or you need to figure out if opportunities are even coming your way that maybe, you know, you can't take in so much, but you need to figure out what's that one thing that you need to do in order to help you grow and to be a better person. That's what you need to do and to figure out. And that journey is going to be beautiful. If you don't know it yet, you're going to find it soon. Just keep having faith and keep being positive. And just the fact alone that you're trying to figure it out and trying to find ways to help you be better, that's just the start. And that's honestly all you need right now to keep thriving and keep doing great. But on that note, let's just just get into it. Let's hop into the tea. Let's hop into some beef, okay? Let's hop into some beef. And you know, I'm pescatarian. So, you know, this is the most beef I've had in a while. Okay, so we got Gucci Mane and we have the Migos. They're in a little bit of a little spat. I don't know, they exchanged a few words. And, you know, when people collaborate on music, when you have, you know, artists collaborating together and they end up beefing or exchanging words or what have you, it seems weird, right? Like, especially when you had, you know, music from Drake and Meek Mill and they were having all the people going crazy and then they got into a beef. It was like, wait, what? You look at them different. For me, I always think about the process in the studio, you know? I wonder if somebody peeped something, you know, in the studio and was like, you know, when they did X, Y, and Z, it made me feel, I always keep that in the back of my head about who they are as an artist, how they are to work with. Because you think about a collaboration, it's kind of a group project. And the group project I'm talking about is I Get the Bag, Gucci Mane versus featuring the Migos. And yeah, you have this wonderful song, everybody's, you know, vibing to it, but you have to wonder, okay, what was the process like in the studio? Especially after Gucci posted something this weekend, I kind of let a lot of people wondering what was going on. So if you can see right here, we have LaFleur 1017 Gucci Mane saying, flashback Friday, the first day I met the Migos at Quavo Huncho and at YRN Takeoff, excuse me, both threw away the fake chains they had on because I gave them both the two chains off my neck. Same day, Offset called from jail and told me to send racks to his lawyer to get him out, and I did that the same day off our first conversation. Hashtag no cap, hashtag I get the bag, hashtag 1017 G Glacier Gang. Okay, Glacier Gang. And yeah, that's what we got right now. And then we had Takeoff respond to this. And you know what's crazy is that we never see Takeoff take off. No pun intended. We've never seen Takeoff take off. If you look at Migos, you know, we've seen so much coming from Quavo because not only does he give us great lyrics when he's on any Migos track, he's also a producer behind the scenes. He's such a creative. Like, we've gotten ape shit from Beyonce and the Carters from Quavo, you know? So we've seen Quavo be out there. Offset, of course, talented as well. But we know him, too, in addition to his relationship with Cardi B. And Takeoff project, you know, his own project, solo project, amazing. But like I said, Takeoff is never really in the media that much. And I think that is why a lot of people, not dub him the Michelle of Destiny's Child. I wouldn't dub him the Michelle of it. Like, you know how people always talk about Destiny's Child and everybody, like, in any group, there has to be a Michelle. I definitely wouldn't put Takeoff in that direction. And I wouldn't put him in that category only because, like I said, I think the other two members of Migos have been in the media, but not forced. You know, they're not intentionally going on social media and, you know, talking about all the things that they're doing. I generally get all the information from Migos through their music. And that's what I do respect about them, is that they're not so for the clout and being all up on social media and showing everything that they got. And you can take that as just as what's happened recently when we have this new artist, Lil Nas X, an old country road or old country town. And you've seen how he's even gotten the media to pay attention to him when he trolled that maybe there could be possibly Beyonce being on his song, or, oh, this is what I feel about Dave East, you know, opinion about me. However, Migos has always been very quiet on social media and has only clapped back unless you bring it to them. You bring it right to them, they're definitely not going to back down. But as far as them being on social media, being the first ones to start something and, you know, be all up on the blog sites, that's really not them. And that's really not Gucci, which is kind of surprising as how this even started. But let's get back to what, you know, Takeoff, like I said, the most quiet member of the group has said. He said, "That's cap, you know that, but I'm so blessed. We gonna leave it at that. Thank you." And Gucci replied as, "Boy, you cap, you ain't forgot." So, you know what? I'm just gonna give the high road to Takeoff. You know, I think that he responded great. It wasn't escalating anything that was said, but it's just like, at the end of the day, why Gucci, you know? And I think that I'll kind of, for other people, when they look back on it, it could stir back to Atlanta and the Atlanta sound and what people are listening to now. And it's funny because I was actually going back and forth, but having this conversation with my boyfriend of as where music is now and how each era, like when you look at the 60s and you look at the 70s and you look at the 80s and the 90s, like they have an era. When you look at the 2000s, it's like, what is us? So the millennial generation, what is our sound? What do we have? And I think that our millennial generation is shared with a younger generation. And because of that, there is a split. So with the 2000s, we have our early, you know, Crazy in Love and like NSYNC and things that we've all listened to as a whole, no matter what background you come from, no matter what race, no matter where you're from, these were the songs that we were listening to at the time. And it's all inspired by a sound, you know, and it was a very pop influenced sound. And that's kind of what made us all on the same page when it came to our music. And now, when you ask what is the sound now, or what is inspired from, I guess, like 2010 up into now, I would say it has a lot of Future, you know? If you look back at Future in his career, I think that's where you get a lot of our sound and the hey, 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 hey. That, like, you know, that high, that, like, that's that momentum, that groove is all, I feel, Future influenced. you know, and I'm talking about early future. I'm talking about the way the Atlanta sound has evolved. Because you go back to Atlanta sound all the way throwback. I'm talking about like Kryptonite and Big Boy. I'm talking about like when Jazzy Faye was producing. That's a different Atlanta sound from what we're getting now. And sounds change, things change. And if you were an artist who was popping during that Atlanta sound where Jazzy Faye and Photo Shoot and all these songs were going around, if you were in like T.I., you were hot at a moment where the Atlanta sound was even more, you know, followed and people were influenced by it, and you're still relevant to now, and even though the sound has changed, that's where you might, if you are a pioneer, you might kind of feel like, okay, who are these young boys? And I've been on this wave before the whole world has been on this wave. But you know what? I acknowledge, you know, Takeoff for taking the high road. I love the response. Keep it classy. Keep it cute. Everybody knows who the Migos is. You know what I mean? You can go all around the world and everybody knows their music, their sound. They have already put a stamp on it. And honestly, we're going to leave it at that, just like Takeoff said, because they don't really need to, you know, they don't owe anything to nobody. They pay their dues. Gucci, you gifted them the chains. Grateful. And we're going to leave it at that. So now we're going to go on to our next segment that we have. And I just wanted to put our prayers up for John Singleton. Early this week, we found out that he had a heart attack. Now he's in a coma. And, you know, we're just really putting our prayers up because we've lost a lot in the community recently. And John Singleton is such a pioneer to help us as a culture be recognized and to be seen on television so much that the outlet that he has made and created has allowed for other Black artists to be recognized by white entertainment. And so because of his sacrifice and because of his creativeness, his mind, his beautiful mind, we are able to have people recognize Black media, Black actors and actresses. And so, like I said, John Singleton is a legend. We're praying for him. And like I said, Ice Cube, Regina King, like we so many people, Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, The list goes on. He's done even an episode for Empire. Like, he's done so many things. And like I said, to know this news, all I can say is I don't think the world is ready right now to lose somebody who is another pioneer. Because, you know, two episodes before this, the last episode before this, I talked about Nipsey Hussle and his passing and how he was an outlet for our community. And John Singleton was an outlet for our community. And like I said, I don't know if we're ready to really lose somebody who has had such an impact. But with that being said, this is a time for us as Black entertainers to come together. And, you know, there's so many people, there's so much that we can do to help, you know, somebody else, the next person get on. And I truly believe that there is another John Singleton. You may be the next John Singleton that has, you know, a vision, has an idea, a movie, and you want to cast this person, that person. You might be that person to help, you know, a whole another generation of Nia Longs and Ice Cubes and, you know, Omar Epps and so many. So we pray for you, John Singleton. And speaking of Ice Cube and everybody else, Ice Cube has celebrated an anniversary, and that is the 25th anniversary of Friday. 25 years, guys. And I'm 23, going on 24. So that should tell y'all something. So congratulations to Ice Cube and Chris Tucker and everybody involved in Friday. Debo, what's up? 25 years. And you know what? On the 25th anniversary, Ice Cube did post on IG and he said, to the 25 years that have flown since this came out, all I gotta say is, bye, Felicia. Do you want the next chapter? Kind of leading us on to, like, what? A sequel? like, not a sequel, because we've had sequels on Sequels for Friday, but, like, you know, it's been a minute. It's been 25 years since the first one. So are you guys ready for another Friday? Let me know in the comments. I would be down. I'm down for anything, Ice Cube. I love me some Ice Cube on camera, okay? But the thing is, everybody wants to know, are we getting Day-Day and, you know what I mean? Are we getting Day-Day and Smokey? Like, are we just getting one or the other? What's going to happen in this next chapter? What do you guys think? If you guys had to, you know what? This is what I'm going to propose. I'm going to propose this question. If you had to choose for this next chapter of Friday, whether we're going to get Smokey or whether we're going to get Day-Day, let me know which one you would choose in the comments. This could be interesting. This could be interesting. You can only choose one. Let me know. Let me know. And you can even let me know on Instagram at Raylan Taren. And between those two comedians, another comedian was in the spotlight this week. And that is Chris Rock. So Chris Rock posted this joke that I'm going to say personally, I'm not really feeling it. Because as you guys know, if you're part of my BHL Next family, you know how much I love when you used it. I was here, right here in the studio, crying tears when I, you know, found out about her movie that was going to be, her documentary movie that was going to be released into theater. So, you know, I love Whitney Houston. But let's look at this joke Chris Rock I had posted, right? So, it's a picture of Whitney Houston looking kind of unbothered, kind of frustrated, and it says, "Me sitting in a meeting that could have been an email." Chris Rock's caption is, "Hurry up, I got crack to smoke." Personally, I just don't like when people bring, like, you know, bring up instances and the person that they're bringing up is not there to defend themselves. Prime example was, like, Michael Jackson in this Leaving, you know, Neverland. Like, come on. The difference between, you know, R. Kelly and what he's got to go on, at least R. Kelly has, you know, some type of space to defend themselves or, you know. But for you to talk about someone and they're not even here to defend themselves, they're dead, that's just really bad taste. Like, there's, like, really nothing to be said, especially when they're not even here. Like, I feel like you just leave the dead alone. While they're here, they had their time, they did what they did, but you just don't make jokes. Especially in the sensitive climate that we're on. And, you know, Bobby Brown, of course, had something to say with this. And he posted on Instagram as well. He said, "During this time of women empowerment, you chose to use your time to try and humiliate our queen." And I honestly couldn't have said it any better. Whitney Houston, to me, is my queen, my Leo queen. I feel like she's in me somehow, some way. But, yeah, you just don't. Just don't. And I love Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, last week I was here talking about the, you know, Jussie Smollett joke that he had said, you know, and for the NCAA. Well, actually, honestly, it was a few episodes ago. But like I said, you know, all jokes, I get it. But when I feel you touch on somebody who's not here to defend themselves or somebody who has passed on, we just could just leave that in the past and we can just move on forward, okay? Just keep going forward, y'all. And let's just do that going into this week. Because guess what? It's Cinco de Mayo next time I see you guys. What's the Cinco de Mayo plot? What are we doing? Where's the tequila shot? Should I have tequila shots? Look, no. Let me know if I need to have tequila shots in the studio. I might have a guest, though. I got to see if my guest is willing to do tequila shots. Maybe like a little fun game. It's Cinco de Mayo. Like, what's that? Guys? It's been real. It's your girl, Raylan T, here for BHL's Next. Thank you for rocking with me this week as I got into some entertainment news. As always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL online. And you can follow me, Raylan T, on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Guys, have a beautiful week. Just remember, like I said, just figure out what it is you need to do. And you might know what it is. It's deep down in your mind, deep down in your heart. You feel it. You know you need to do it. You're kind of neglecting it. But just, what if you took this week to just hone on into it and figure out if this is really what you need to do? Who knows what conspire, you know, aspire from that. So do it. I will see you guys next Sunday. Love you and have a good one. Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.